News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And I apologise in advance to listeners while I catch them up on the latest twists and turns, the FAI, because listen to this. They're going to hold a meeting today of their National Council to discuss a number of rule changes. These were brought about as part of the financial package that rescued the association last January. It comes as FAI chairperson Roy Barrett responded to suggestions from his fellow FAI board members that the Memorandum of Understanding, an integral part of the association's bailout package, was signed off without the full approval of the board. In that statement, Barrett said that while some board members expressed discontent with the elements of the MOU via email, they had all previously accepted that the overall blah 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 blah. Oh my god, apologies again, and fair play to you if you made it this far and you followed all those twists and turns. Niall Quinn, interim deputy CEO of the FAI. Most people, Niall, and I would say people who are following this story closely and care deeply about the FAI, are rolling their eyes and they're thinking this morning, and pardon my French, they're thinking, same old FAI, same old shite.
Yeah, they're getting fed up. I think unity is needed now more than ever. I think we've got to take stock of the situation and do what's right for football, do what's right for grassroots, for coaches, for players, for volunteers. It's been dismaying to be involved and see the hostility and the agenda that's been driven over the last number of months to destabilize the reforms that the executive have been trying to put in, and that obviously reached a new level when elected board members, they call themselves football people, the football members of the board, as you say, came out and I suppose strongly rebuked the executive in terms of what we were saying and how the game needs to unite on the day. We tried to point out that unity was needed more than ever, that they would come along and do that. But you know, I suppose that it's there's some final jockeying for position going on here now as the big decision will be made. But remember, ultimately, it will be the 202 members of the elected football community throughout the country who will decide where we go. The noise that you're seeing and the agenda that's been driven over the last number of months is what it is. People aren't comfortable with change. And we knew that, I think, as we went in as an executive, you know, both Gary and myself, we decided that the best thing to do here was just get on with it, do the right things in terms of the day-to-day in there, try and get the FAI going again, certainly in-house, where we have 200 very frightened staff. And we tried to build up a confidence again. We tried to build up, the FAI as an institution that can come and do great things with football in the country. But until we get over this line and until we're actually saved financially, people remember where we're coming out of, and put that interest ahead of their self-interests, then it's always going to be a bit sticky. And I take your point. I'm sure the public are absolutely fed up.
Did some of the criticism, is there not some merit in the argument and some of the concerns that the so-called football people have within the FAI, that decisions, and that if the board, if there's a 50-50 split, that essentially it will be the non-footballing people who will hold sway?
Well, that's not accurate at all, because if we stop to think about it and stop arguing with each other, you would see that six and six, and I say that term because I do not like the term 6v6, I mean, six and six working together. Right now, as it stands, the casting vote would go to the independent chairman. I get what you're saying, but there's a meeting at the end of the month, and if the 202 members of the football community, the constituents out there, want to put that back into the president's right, to have that casting vote and not the independent chairman's, they're perfectly entitled to do that. There's no hard sell being pushed on people here without, sort of cause or care for what can happen, in terms of, I suppose the whole thing going forward. They can change. The 202 people are very important people here. The council meeting today is an information meeting. And from my perspective here, having worked in there for the last 6 months, seeing where the game needs to go, I think it needs to be looked at as that. People need to understand a lot more. And I think coming out of it, I think both the council members and the public in general, because there will be a big media presence there, they will understand that this is not as bad as it's being painted, and that the football world and those elected by, I suppose the constituents all around the country to sit on the council, and those who sit on boards and committees later, they will just be in a better position. Six and six at board level, you know, in terms of independent directors, there's nothing wrong with a couple of those six from the independent world having great football experience, just not conflicted. So I think everybody needs to settle down a little bit and work hard, I guess, to look at the benefits of this MOU, accept that we all have to work together going forward, take the benefits that are there, because rejecting them at this all-important EGM, the 31st of August, will be a very brave move for football.
All right. Well, look, I'm sure we'll be speaking again about further reforms and that ongoing process within the FAI to bring about unity, the buzzword of the moment there, unity. Before I let you go, can you update us at all on any indication on whether Stephen Kenny's first game in charge of Ireland will likely go ahead against Bulgaria?
It may go ahead. It may go ahead in neutral venues. We're working really hard behind the scenes. But, you know, European Central Office in UEFA are probably the key to this. They long meeting yesterday. Gary Owens attended, and just trying to put, I suppose, the bits in place now to understand from both FAs, from both governments, what can happen, and we'll let you know as soon as we can on that. But look, everybody wants to see football again. Everybody wants to get this narrative that's existing at the moment that's damaging off the pages. Let's try and first of all get the money. And there's 62 million good reasons for this vote to go the right way, Kieran, and it's important that we can come together on that, make sure that goes through, and then we can all get back and look at football and look at how the game can start to flourish again.
Yeah, Niall, good to talk to you. Niall Quinn, Interim Deputy CEO of the FAI.